Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the evaluation committee meeting for TEC 212-0719-P1 for E911 GIS data assessment and remediation. It is 3:30 PM on Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. My name is David Clemente, purchasing manager and non-voting committee chair. On March 31st, 2020, the Broward County Commission passed and adopted Resolution 2020-128, creating rules for the use of communications media technology to conduct county meetings during the COVID-19 emergency. Therefore, due to the necessary precautions related to the recent COVID-19 virus outbreak, this meeting is not open to physical attendance by vendors, members of the public, the media, or general county staff. Only members of the evaluation committee and county employees required to attend this meeting at the directing division are physically present at this meeting. Vendors may participate through Skype meeting conference, which can be accessed by phone or computer. Members of the public, the media, and general county staff have public access to this meeting through the Skype meeting conference. Please make sure that attendees' computer microphones or phones are muted. Recordings of this meeting will be available on the Purchasing Division website at www.broward.org/purchasing under the RLI RFP repository. At this time, the Purchasing Division will make some introductory remarks about this project.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Mike Mullen with the Broward County Purchasing Division. I would first like to introduce county staff, which is present here today as I'm going through the list here. Fernando Amachastegui, County Attorney's Office. Anthony Cesar, Office of Regional Communications and Technology. Colleen Pannell, Risk Management Division. Ed Flores, Project Manager. I just wanted to say, Lori Fortenberry, are you present? I'm not able to see your name. Just wanted to make sure. Lori Fortenberry. Okay, that's all that I could see. If you are present, county staff, please go ahead and IM me, and I'll continue on. Request for proposals RFP number TEC 212-0719-P1 for E911 GIS data assessment and remediation was approved by the county administrator on Thursday, September 10th, 2020. At the time of the RFP advertising deadline, 2 p.m., November 4, 2020, there were two submittals. Project staff have produced an information package including an evaluation matrix of the two RFP submittals, and the information package has been distributed to the evaluation committee members for their review. This initial evaluation meeting has been publicly noticed. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mike. We have a physical quorum present with the following members: Leonard Villalpando, Director, Environmental Protection and Growth Management Department; Michael Naren, E911 Communications Administrator, Regional Communications and Technology Division, Regional Emergency Services and Communications Department; Carlos Alvarado, Information Systems Administrator, Enterprise Technology Services Division, Finance and Administrative Services Department. It is a responsibility of the Evaluation Committee to review the vendor submittals to ensure they are in compliance with the solicitation requirements and evaluate the submittals in order to make a recommendation to the County Commission to award a contract. Each evaluation committee member was recommended by the Director of Purchasing and appointed by the County Administrator to serve on this panel. The evaluation committee consists of staff members chosen for their breadth of experience, excellent judgment, and general interest in the subject matter. The committee's final recommendation
represents
a collective judgment drawn from a wide range of insightful and discerning perspectives. As a non-voting committee chair, it is my responsibility to maintain order at this meeting. Collectively, the evaluation committee members are charged with following the county's established committee procedures in their effort to select vendors which provide the services required that are in the best interest of the county. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their review of the submittals. The purpose of today's meeting is to determine responsiveness and responsibility of the firms that submitted a proposal for RFP TEC 212-0719-P1, E911 GIS data assessment and remediation. Only those firms that have been determined to be by the evaluation committee to be both responsive and responsible to the requirements of the RFP will proceed to the final evaluation and scoring. Virtual attendance will be recorded today in two ways. If logging in by computer, send a chat message or name, company with your name, company, and title. Attendance by phone only, please email the assigned purchasing agent with the subject line EC meeting attendance. Cone of silence. The cone of silence for this project has been in effect since September 10th, 2020, which prohibits potential vendors from discussing this RFP with the evaluation committee, the county administrator, deputy county administrator, assistant county administrator, assistants to the county administrator, their respective support staff, and any other person authorized to evaluate or recommend evaluation in this RFP process. Upon the first meeting of the evaluation committee, the cone of silence expands to also include county commissioners and their staff. Potential vendors and their representatives are substantially restricted from communicating with the county commissioners and their staff regarding this RFP, as stated in the cone of silence ordinance. After the application of the cone of silence, all inquiries regarding this RFP should be directed to the project manager, Ed Flores, or the director of purchasing. The cone of silence terminates when the county commission or other awarding authority takes action which ends the solicitation. The summary of vendors' rights has been provided to all proposing firms, and copies are available. In accordance with the Broward County Procurement Code, Section 2184D, all committee members shall be free of conflicts of interest as provided by Part 3, Chapter 112, Florida Statute as amended, and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics as amended. The appointing authority shall not appoint a person to a committee whose service would create the appearance of a conflict of interest. Each of the evaluation committee members submitted their required disclosure forms and responded they can be fair and impartial to all vendors. I would like to call on the purchasing division to report on their findings about responsiveness and responsibility.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The advertised request for proposals, RFP number TEC 212-0719-P1, E911 GIS data assessment and remediation, had four responsiveness requirements involving compliance, including domestic partnership, Florida registration, receipt of a lobbyist registration certification form, acknowledgement of must addenda, and pricing. Both firms are being recommended to be evaluated as responsive to the domestic partnership, Florida registration, lobbyist registration, certification requirements, and pricing of the RFP. The purchasing division sought clarification through the Director of Purchasing Memorandum Draft regarding Entrado Life and Safety Solution Corporation submittal referencing a hosted repository solution against their submitted pricing for the solicitation line items for an on-site repository solution. Entrado Life and Safety Solutions responded via a letter confirming their submission was inclusive of an on-site repository solution as according to the solicitation requirements, with no change to their submitted pricing. In the area of responsibility, the RFP did not contain a county business enterprise, CBE, or a disadvantaged business enterprise, DBE, participation goal requirement. There were eight other areas of responsibility in the RFP concerning financial documentation, litigation history, authority to conduct business in Florida, affiliated entities of the principals, proof of insurance, vendor security questionnaire, vendor GIS software questionnaire, and the employment eligibility verification program requirement certification form. The RFP states that all firms are required to provide Broward County 2 years of the firm's financial statements at the time of submittal in order to demonstrate the firm's financial capabilities and to cite the applicable statutory exemption to the public records law if confidentiality is asserted. Firms that did not submit complete financial statements or did not provide an applicable statutory exemption to the public record law. As a basis for confidentiality, were requested to provide the information. Both firms have provided the required financial information as stated in the RFP, and the firm who claimed confidentiality has provided an applicable statutory exemption to the public records law. The requirement for litigation history is the disclosure of 3 years of litigation history. Firms are required to disclose all material cases filed or resolved during the last 3 years. Firms that either did not submit litigation history or were found to have an undisclosed cases by the county attorney's office were requested to provide the information. Both firms have met the requirement of disclosure of 3 years of litigation history as stated in the RFP. Firms were required to provide evidence with their response that the firm is authorized to transact business in Florida and is in good standing with the Florida Department of State. Both firms provided the required documentation showing that they are authorized to transact business in Florida and are in good standing with the Florida Department of State. Firms were required to disclose the names and addresses of affiliated entities of the vendor's principals over the last 5 years that have acted as a prime vendor with the county. Both firms have submitted the affiliated entity certification form. Firms were required to submit either certificates indicating that the firm currently carries the required insurance or provide in writing that the minimum insurance requirements will be met upon award of a contract. Both firms have met this requirement. Firms were required to complete and submit the vendor security questionnaire. Both firms have met this requirement. Firms were required to complete and submit the vendor GIS software questionnaire. Both firms have met this requirement. Firms were required to submit the employment eligibility verification program requirement certification form. Both firms have met this requirement. The RFP solicitation document requires proposers to state whether they accept Broward County standard terms and conditions, or if they do not accept them, to define which contract provisions they cannot accept. The following proposer has taken exception to the county standard terms and conditions. Vesta Solutions Incorporated. The specific exceptions taken by the firm will be addressed for all responsive and responsible prior to presentations at the final evaluation meeting. This information is for the consideration of the evaluation committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mike. The next order of business will be to determine the responsiveness of the submittals. The procurement code defines definition of responsive proposer is a person who has submitted a bid which conforms in all material respects to the solicitation. A bid or proposal of a responsive bidder must be submitted on the required forms, which contain all required information, signatures, notarizations, insurance, bonding, security, and other mandated requirements required by the bid document to be submitted at time of bid opening. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding determination of responsiveness of the firms? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to responsiveness of the firm's submittals?
This is Leonard Valpando. I move that we find both proposers responsive.
May I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All those
Can
in
you please
favor?
Say your name for the record?
Yes, Mr. Nairn.
Pardon?
Go ahead and state your name and say your second.
Michael Nairn, I second that motion.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. The ayes have it. Determination of respondent's responsibility. The next item on the agenda will be determination of responsibility of the firms that have submitted responses. The procurement code definition of a responsible proposer is an offeror who has the capability in all respects to perform the contract requirements and the integrity and reliability which will assure good faith performance. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding determination of responsibility of the firms?
This is Leonard Valpando. I just have three questions, if I may. One is the regarding capability for Entrato. I noticed in the letter that they said that they would provide a solution that is on premises for the same price as the bid. I just want to clarify that the solution that they are proposing or will propose is an on-premises solution as required by the solicitation. And then with regards to Vesta, I just wanted to ask about their references. I noticed that there was a no on the director's memo and that they had provided one reference. I just want to clarify that that's consistent with the responsibility requirements, that they have complied with that. I guess that's just two.
Yes, so Entrato did provide a confirming letter stating that they will provide an on-site repository solution with no change in their pricing for those required pricing line items in BidSync.
So I did see that in the letter. Mm-hmm. There was no explanation from them what that was, that they in fact have such a solution. I know they said they would provide them for the same price, but you know, I was kind of just curious. I just want to confirm that what they will present to the committee is an on-premises solution.
Would you like to ask the vendor if they're on?
Yes, I would.
Okay, members from Entrato Life and Safety Solutions Corporation, are you on the meeting? Anyone from Entrato? So I don't think that they're attending this meeting.
Just Carlos Alvarado, just for the record, you have to turn your mic
off. Okay, this is Carlos Alvarado. Just for the record, I believe it's being recorded, but since they're not attending, but one point of clarification is, in their response, they didn't provide. It didn't seem like they had the ability to procure an on-premise solution because they're not offering any hardware, whether that be on the network level, or that be firewall, or that be on-premise server. So it's a little bit, we just need to better understand that how would they source that, or would they expect the county to source the hardware in order for them to provide the corresponding managed services to support an on-premise solution.
Right. Yeah. So certain line items were optional, according to whether they want to bid on them and offer them or not. I think that the best answer I can give is that this will be addressed in after the demonstrations, after they go to demonstrations, and when if they go to final evaluation. That's the best answer I can give right now.
Thank you.
And I don't see anybody here from Entrato. Again, if there's members from Entrato, please. But I don't think there is, so.
No, thank you.
So this is Fernando with the County Attorney's Office. So we will make note of those questions for Entrato, and we will request that they address that issue during the during the demonstrations and or the final EC meeting. The EC members will have the opportunity to ask as many questions as they want of both vendors during the final EC meeting.
Thank you, Armando. This is Leonard Valpondo. I just want to clarify when they present, because what I wouldn't want is for them to present a cloud solution, for example, and confuse what could be responsive to this solicitation, i.e. the on-premises solution, with what they might offer were they to give us the cloud solution. I just want to be very clear that they present to us their on-premises solution.
Correct, and we will get the vendor to address that, to confirm and address that.
I'd also wanted to comment, it's Michael Nairn. In the same vein of the vendor answering or addressing that question, there are also some questions on the the software questionnaire. It's also relevant here that they will need to answer as well regarding the on-premise solution that they're offering.
Yeah, okay. So if the EC determines the vendors as responsive and responsible, they will go to demonstrations, and then they'll have to demonstrate whatever's on those in those documents, as required in those documents. So I think that Fernando, would you say that could we receive some type of other confirming email before the demonstrations, or would it be after the demonstrations and during the final EC only?
Yeah, I mean, generally, it would be the purpose of the demonstration will be, you know, they will need to demonstrate that they do meet the requirements for the on-site solution. And that will be made part of the there will be the demonstration, and there will be a follow-up report of that demonstration submitted to the EC with those notations.
Fernando, I believe this is David Clemente. I believe the question really is for Michael: is the VSQ being a key element of any evaluation that the EC is going to eventually do? Would the technical evaluation, would that be required before the technical evaluation or in between the technical evaluation and the final EC meeting? Because Michael, I don't know if your question is that's important for the technical team to have as they're reviewing the software, or
that is exactly, Michael Nairn, that is exactly, you know, okay, the concern, to make sure that those questions are addressed before those meetings take place.
So could we require that prior to that meeting?
I believe so. So Fernando, just
yeah, I don't see why not. Yeah.
Yeah, just this Carlos again. Just to support my colleagues here. So Entralo is offering a SaaS solution. At least that's what I can glean from the data that we have before us. So I'm not sure if the committee's open for them, if they don't have an on-premise software solution, let's say, that they come in and conduct a presentation or demonstration with a SaaS solution, but saying that we can have just a repository on-premise. I think we're looking for a turnkey on-premise solution. Is that correct, Michael? I
mean, for clarification here, Michael Nairn again. So the project is actually in a two-phased process. So the initial software tool that we're using, we're expecting to acquire from the vendor, is a software as a service option for the vendors bidding on the RFP. As far as the on-site repository, phase two of the project, the repository is required to be on-site and on-premise.
Okay. So that's great, because now it's just a repository that we're requiring to be on-premise.
Correct.
Everything else can be software as a service.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Any other questions, comments?
My second question, in the purchasing director's memorandum, Vesta Solutions Inc. has a no under references. And then there's a clarifying comment that they provided three references for Datamaster, their sub, and one for Vesta Solutions. And I just want to clarify that meets the criteria.
So the references, a minimum of three references are required. They provided three references for their subcontractor, Datamaster 911. They did provide one reference for Vesta Solutions. So that's why I made that notation, is that no, they did not provide the three for the prime, but they did provide the three for the sub, but they did provide one vendor reference for.
So I guess my question is can they be found responsible if they didn't provide the three for the prime?
Yes. Yes. Fernando, if you could just concur with that. So vendor references are not a matter of responsibility, technically.
That is correct. Right. It is not a matter of responsibility.
Thank you. No more questions. It's Leonard Belpondo.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. May I have a motion with the respect to responsibility of the firms?
This is Leonard Belpondo. I move that we find both firms responsible.
May I have a second?
This is Michael Nairn. I second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 None opposed. Since this is an RFP procurement, all firms that have been determined to be both responsive and responsible to the requirements of the RFP move on to demonstrations and final evaluation to be numerically scored. May I have a motion to accept the firms Intrado Life and Safety Solutions Corporation and Vestas Solution Incorporation that have been determined to both be responsive and responsible and who will be proceeding on demonstrations, final evaluation, and scoring? May I have a motion that they move to proceed to demonstrations, final evaluation, and scoring?
Leonard Belpondo, so moved.
May I have a second?
Michael Nairn, second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. The final evaluation meeting will be held on Friday, January 22nd, 2021 at 3 p.m. The evaluation committee members will be in physical attendance in room 430 in the government center. Vendors' attendance will only be virtually through Skype instead of in person based on current social distancing guidelines. Presentation by vendors will be viewed through Skype, including question and answers by committee members. The length of presentations is established by the evaluation committee. May I have a motion to set the length of the presentations?
So this is Leonard Belpondo. I move for 20 minutes.
I have a second?
Michael Nairn, I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 The ayes have it, 20 minutes. The purchasing division will now select the order of presentation by using a random list generator, which can be viewed on screen using www.random.org/lists. The order of presentations will be as follows. Intrado Life and Safety Solutions Corporations will be first, and Vestas Solutions Incorporated will be second. Are there any questions the evaluation committee wishes to have included or specifically addressed in the solicitation, in the presentations, I'm sorry.
So this is Leonard Belpondo. Just as I mentioned earlier, just to be very clear about what the on-premises solution looks like and to distinguish between that and any cloud-based solution so that it's very clear what exactly it is they're able to offer as opposed to, you know, selling something that's not what the solicitation asked for.
This is Carlos Alvarado. I would like to see what sort of strategy they're incorporating for continuity of business and survivability of the systems.
Any others? Okay. Is there any other business that needs to be discussed? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned and the time is 4:01.
Thanks everyone, it's good to see you. Good to see you, stay safe and healthy. And happy holidays there.